Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
Hi, welcome back to Good Cop, Bad Cop, episode 140. Matt, it sounds like you've got all your equipment set up. You've been talking about you got your drinks, you got your microphone. Everything seems good in podcast world. How's it been going in the real world, though, buddy?
Mentally tough this week, Realm, I'll be brutally honest. As of recording, it's the day after the 5-year anniversary of our friend Aaron passing away. Yesterday was pretty tough for me. But at the same time, I buried myself at work yesterday. I made billionaire shortbread, and first time I ever made caramel from scratch, that was. Chris said it was delicious. So I'm like, it's always a winner. I bury myself in cooking, Graham, when I'm feeling depressed now.
And I think we've both got that tired thing going on again. It seems to be a recurring theme when we've been recording recently. Yeah, I was up late doing work. I was up early trying to get some work done because I knew we had stuff this afternoon. And I got a couple of games on today. But yeah, hanging in there, I guess. But yeah, I agree. Mentally tough work. It's always tiring. It's always worse when you're tired as well.
Add to the fact of what's been going on in the football world, trying to keep my head straight about all of that.
Oh, I was hoping we might talk about that in the bonus section, perhaps.
We will. We will. And I'll be talking about this on Techers tomorrow as we're recording, but that'll be before this comes out, so you'll be hearing this before this comes out. So that's a real good time for everything. Graham,
we haven't even introduced our guest.
Exactly. You talk, Graham. You talk. Graham. You talk.
To raise the energy levels, we've got the hottest podcaster on the scene right now, Matt. He's appeared on TW Takes. He was on Wrestling on the Rocks this week as well. So we had to sign him up quickly because we know he's going to be in super demand. Justin, 211, how are you doing, sir?
Fantastic. Hello, everybody. And how are you fine gentlemen doing today?
We're doing good. I know you're definitely a fan of the show. I'm going to say, as soon as we release our episode, we know you are super supportive of not just us, of multiple podcasts. And I know we're always appreciative of it. Fridays, I know you do your follows as well. And that's always a pick me up on Fridays whenever we get that shout out as well. So we appreciate you supporting. We haven't even used your hashtag yet. Go ahead. Tell us what your hashtag is.
Well, apparently you were the one that got it started. You were the one that tried to get it trending that one night. That was hysterical to watch. But I don't even know how it started as a hashtag. It just, I said it once to Bishop.
Was that it?
Yeah, I just said it once to Bishop. And then he got hooked on it. You did, and I'm like, holy hell, why is this picking up? This is amazing. Like, how did this happen?
For the benefit of the tape, if people aren't aware of this, what is the hashtag?
It's hashtag RS of the IWC, R side of the IWC, or right side of the IWC.
That's brilliant, and I can see why Graham would try and get that trending. That's like Graham at WrestleMania 35 when I tried starting a She Deserves It chant when China came on screen and no one joined in.
No, we have, there's a group of us who are trying to be sort of really positive, being supportive of each other, and our little corner, and I know that's another phrase that Bishop picks up on as well. We're really good at supporting each other. We're just having a fun time out here. And I think that's the way it should be. I suggest we crack on. I suggest we look at some good cop moments. How about that?
Sounds like a good idea, Graham.
Absolutely.
Good!
Go listen to This Good Cop Moment, the King of Wrestling podcast, the number one source for independent wrestling. You can listen to him on all major podcast platforms. If you do listen on Apple Podcasts, go give him a 5-star rating and go follow him on Twitter as well at KOWP Show.
Good. Bad.
All right, guests always get to go first. So what have you got to share with us, Justin?
Okay, well, this week to me wasn't really chock full of a lot of moments. Like, it just felt very uneventful for the longest time, but then like at the end it started to pick up. But my main good cop moment was the following, like, everything from Tuesday to Friday. Just every show that we had Tuesday to Friday was just great. NXT, always a solid show. I'm an absolute fan. I've been following NXT for the longest time. AEW, I can say, actually had an awesome show. Every match just seemed like it flowed very well. There was no crazy chaos that most people, and I know Bishop is one of them, he'll say it all the time. It just felt like they weren't just being spot monkeys to some people. Mm-hmm. They actually had some flowing matches that worked pretty well. And last night with SmackDown, I loved every bit of that show. I think they're building Cesaro up perfectly. They're the announcement of the Universal title match, that's going to be a big SmackDown next week. And I'm looking forward to that, like, a lot.
Isn't it nice when it works out that way? Isn't it nice when you can just sit back during a hard week and you can just watch a wrestling show and you actually enjoy it? And then the next day do the same thing. And then the next day do the same thing. It's nice when it works out that way.
I have a problem with it, though.
Uh-oh. Is this something you need to say for bad cop, Matt? Or is it something you
No. The only bad part about it is that should be every day of the week, not just from Tuesday onwards. Monday should be good as well.
Yeah.
As you see, I didn't mention Monday because... Oh
no,
my God,
I know. That's why I said that's the only bad thing about it.
A disaster every Monday. I don't know what's happening on an Iran.
Doesn't need to be. Doesn't need to be.
I don't get it.
Just need some tweaks. Just need some tweaks. It's got potential to need tweaking.
Just need that little tweak of losing about a third of the time it runs. That would be a great start.
Hey, if it went back 2 hours, that'd be really nice.
Speak to USA about that, if I even Graham.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna. I don't think that's ever gonna happen. And there's no way Vince would give back a third of that $1 billion on that contract for one less hours. So that's not gonna change. And unfortunately, yeah, we're talking about stuff we've talked about more.
Hang on. USA didn't pay $1 billion.
I thought both of the deals were $1 billion. I thought Fox paid $1 billion.
Fox was only $1 billion.
Fox was $1 billion. Peacock was $1 billion.
USA's
deal? I don't know. I have no idea how much that one is.
So you don't know for sure then?
I know it's not $1 billion. I'd know about it. I'd know if it was $1 billion.
$999 million.
It wasn't a huge. It still wasn't even the same price bracket.
Alright, okay. Why don't you give us your good cop moment? And then when it's my good cop moment, you can go and Google it, okay?
Right, my good cop moment is going to start, as I warned you, Graham, actually. My good cop moment for the week is going to start as a rant, actually.
Yeah, I said, do we have this in the right segment, even? Because normally good cop doesn't have a rant. That sounds more like a bad cop moment, so I'm very interested in this.
It will all make sense by the end, okay? So bear with me, okay? Now, last week, of course, we recorded on a Friday, Graham.
Mm.
So we recorded before Friday Night SmackDown started. Since then, I have watched, for podcast reasons, 2 episodes of Friday Night SmackDown. And to say that I was unimpressed with the commentary team is an understatement. Michael Cole is borderline in the beginning with, but the fact that they've now got a internet virus protection agent as the co-commentator is a laughing stock. The guy is clearly only on there because he's in bed with Fox. I don't get it. I just do not get why we have Pat McAfee I can't pronounce his name. Pat, I've been practicing all afternoon. Pat McAfee is now on the commentary team for SmackDown, and his commentary has been botched. His comment, I mean, I get it's live and you can make mistakes, but Vince is apparently not in his ear for commentary. I'm like, no. Especially if you're new, you need someone in your ear to guide you. But I also don't think it's a good idea for him to be co-commentator on their, quote, flagship show on the $1 billion brand, as it were. Yeah, I've been watching SmackDown because I have to, not because I want to, because of Pat McAfee. Now, why is this a good cop moment, you're probably wondering, yes? It's because it's made me appreciate... It made me appreciate Corey Graves. It made me appreciate how good of a commentator he really, really is. Take away his controversy outside the ring of him and Carmella. Take that out of the equation. But take stuff on camera. He's a really good colour commentator. He's really good heel. And he really, really, really knows how to tell a story on the microphone. The shame his career ended so soon, to be really honest. I appreciate him a hell of a lot more because I've just seen how... I thought he was the worst commentator on the brand. I've now realised how lucky I was. That's why it's my good comment moment of the week. Pat McAfee has taught me to... Yeah. I've lost the will to live with him, Graham. 2 weeks in, and I'm watching because I have to, not because I want to, and that is not good.
Wow. So we already talked about, I think it was off air, that Raw. Well, we already talked about the fact that Raw's not the greatest show, and now you don't even want to watch SmackDown at all.
I don't want to watch SmackDown because of the commentary. I can always turn the commentary off and watch it. That's not a problem.
I was just about to say, I got a little life hack here for you. I know this is an audio podcast. This is a remote control I've got in my hand. If you look at this button here, it's got like a volume control on. You can like turn it down. You can click mute. And then you can actually just watch the pictures. And then you can enjoy it just as much.
But although we were saying before we went on air how much... Oh, and also just now that Raw is not necessarily the best. I'm enjoying Raw a lot more now Corey Graves is on it.
Ah, so they've already started to make changes, Ben.
Yeah, but ditch Pat McNitz Cafe and bring and they should put Justin on in place. You'd be a great co-commentator, buddy.
Hey.
What are your thoughts on Pat then, Justin?
I actually like Pat on commentary. I don't like fully hate him. On commentary, like he still surprised me when he was wrestling.
Yeah,
his wrestling is like amazing for what you wouldn't think a punter that is mainly associated with football would know how to, as soon as he get in the ring, would be that good. But it's like he's been training for like ever, it seems like, and he's just so good. And it seems like when he picks up a microphone, since he can cut promos pretty well, even I would think him doing commentary would be just as good. So, and I've been enjoying it. It's not the worst. It's not as bad as Adnan Virk. He just seems like he's not getting any better a little bit. It just feels like he's just in the same place.
Who would have thought somebody who had their own radio show would be able to talk? Huh, shocker. I got no problems with Pat at all. I like it. I think it's a good cop moment, but for the opposite reason that you gave, Matt.
You're entitled to opinion, Graham, even if it's wrong.
All right, are you gonna go do some research then, Matt, while I go ahead and do my good cop moment?
I'm not gonna need you, Graham. I'm just gonna listen to you.
Okay, all right. I figured you guys probably would talk WWE, so I tried to steer away from that. So I was looking. The first thing I went to, actually, was MLW. I watched their show again, and actually, they're in the news for a couple of different reasons this week. So one of them is, we obviously talked about one of the highlights of WrestleMania was not just some of the matches, but the fact that the fans are returning to the stadium so they can actually be present for that. MLW has announced that their next lot of screening in July is going to feature crowds returning, so that's obviously a great moment for them. They also announced they have a new deal with Vice TV as well, so that'll help them to get that little bit more exposure, which I think is good. They're actually working with lots of different people. I had to write this down because there's so many, and I apologize if I pronounced them wrong. YouTube, Fubo Sports, DAZN, beIN Sports, and the Roku channel. And apparently there was some discussion as well with Discovery. So they're really making a good effort to try and get their product out in as many different ways as possible. And I think in this current era, I think that's really important that you don't just go, it's a little different for WWE. When you can get that $1 billion deal, you tend to get your product out pretty easily. But for some of the smaller companies, I think that's certainly important. And yeah, hopefully a bigger audience will soon be able to see the likes of Jacob Fatu, Calvin Tankman, Myron Reed, Jordan Oliver, and some of those other names that are on that product. I think it's a great product, but I think it's one that's probably not got as much attention as perhaps it deserves. So, really big fan of MLW. I've not missed many episodes since I started watching around episode 40, episode 30, somewhere around that. So 100 episodes on, I'm glad to see that they're making steps in the right direction as well.
I actually have MLW going device as one of my speed checks. Was a good thing, because I think they deserve this kind of exposure. They are a very... It seems like a small company, but they deserve to get the exposure because they have the wrestlers that are like really, really top notch, and they deserve to be out there like that.
They have a great mix of the big guys, the high flyers, the young talent, the legends who have come back again, some great managers, some great little segments in between, all parceled nicely in for me into an hour, because I know that I can't be watching 3-hour shows. But yeah, I definitely think it's a product that deserves more eyes on it, and hopefully that will help them to do that.
Looking to watch more MLW if I get a chance to, Graham, for sure.
It, like I said, it's really difficult to watch everything, and I just realized as you guys were talking, I totally forgot to watch NXT in the end. I was trying to catch everything, and then I just totally forgot about NXT, so hey.
To answer your question, Graham, by the way, because
yep.
I was looking while I was actually doing my answer, not your answer.
Oh, okay.
$265 million.
A year?
That was just for the whole contract for Raw.
When was that signed?
Doesn't say offhand here. 2020, it says.
Oh, okay.
And apparently Fox are preparing a bid to buy out as well.
I'm not surprised. If they paid $1 billion, then it would make sense that they were trying to outbid for the other one. Yeah.
Fox, Raw on Fox on Monday night, that would be huge.
Mm. Yeah, they got plenty of money. I'm sure they could afford to bankroll that one without any issues.
Yeah, but they'd want Raw to be substantially better for that sort of time period and for that sort of money.
Hopefully they cut offer the same amount of money and just say do a 2-hour show. That would be.
You can't argue SmackDown's got better since they win the Fox.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yep.
I have.
All right, this is our speed check round.
One second, Grant. Justin,
I have a really weird feeling that if Fox gets Monday Night Raw, we're going to end up... Because it's how long are they going to do that and still have football?
Mm.
I feel like they'd safely put Raw on, like, FS1 just so they can have football on Fox, the big channel itself. FS1 would be for Monday Night Raw if Fox picks them up. That's my one... thing I would think of.
I hope Fox don't, because because next time I go to America, I won't be able to watch Raw in my hotel room, because that's just part of the Disney Network, and I like USA being part of the Disney Network. That's my own personal bias. So.
For the 1 week every couple of years when that happens, yeah, okay.
3 weeks!
Oh, sorry. yeah, that is a good point. That'd be interesting. Would they classify it as a sport? Would they put it on something like FS1? I don't know. Some of the things that go on ESPN nowadays, so it's very possible. I think they have World Cornhole Championship, so if they have that, then I'm sure they could put wrestling on.
They have disc golf on there, Grant.
I'm sorry?
You have disc golf on there?
I think it's only appeared on once so far. But
they should do more.
They should, and it's definitely growing. Yeah. All right, let's move on to our speed check, where we have up to a minute if there's anything else that we would still like to talk about that we considered good. Take it away, Justin.
Okay, my speed check is I have MLW going to Vice because I think they deserve to get the exposure. Uh-huh. Cesaro getting the attention finally that he absolutely deserves. Can't wait to see him actually get the match against Roman. And Ronda Rousey announcing that she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats to her and Travis Brown. About time.
Yeah, Yes, that has been something that's been talked about for a long time. Is it not? And yes, when it finally was announced this week, at least now there is some sort of timeline. Sounds like she is still looking to return from everything that I've heard on the initial reports. But yeah, congratulations definitely to the couple.
Absolutely. The timing would be right for a return. Obviously, timing would be right. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, Matt. You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh.
Much like Justin said, big congratulations to Ronda Rousey and her husband. 4 months pregnant, not just a little bit pregnant, 4 months, that's quite a way in. So, looking forward to a full birth. I look forward to hearing about that. Aleister Black, loving the new promos. Looking forward to seeing what he can do when he finally gets something, who he's going to be against. Him against Seth, surely, come on. And Kurt Angle has teased a big project coming out of WWE. Big project. Apparently AEW have had a few talks with him, but nothing serious. He has no interest in going at the moment. But Vince, apparently, and him are still talking a year after he left the company. So Vince likes loyalty. Look forward to seeing what Kurt does if he comes back.
All right. Mine's pretty short but sweet. I watched some AEW Dark. The first match on there was Joey Janela versus Will Alday. I'm sure Joey Janela you're obviously familiar with, Matt, even though you're not a big AEW fan. Will Alday is somebody I saw at the Indie Expo in Texas a few weeks ago because he was on the same card as Franco Varga. And it was somebody who I'd noticed and was very impressed with and somebody I wanted to see more of. So apparently it was his second match on AEW. Hoping to see more of him. Very talented and gave a really good match against Joey Janela. Told you it was short and sweet.
That was pretty good.
Not even trying to get to a minute this time. No.
Very good.
All right, let's move on to Bad Cop then.
Let's do it.
Good. Bad.
Right, guys, as you all know, that you can get 30 days free with the code GOODCOPBADCOP on powerfam.tv. However, don't forget there is an app you can get from both the iOS and the Google Play stores. However, to get the code, you must go onto the website to use it. Otherwise, you will not get the discount. Once you've done that, go back to the app and you can watch your heart's content. 30 days free, code GOODCOPBADCOP.
All right, Justin, we looked at the good, and you said that from Tuesday onwards it was all good, so possibly we're looking back to Monday then. What was bad this week for you?
Well, I'm going to put this one out here, and I know I might get some flack from this from people. My bad cop moment is, for this week, it's going to be the title for title match at Rebellion.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes!
Mm-hmm.
I do not like this idea. Now, being a guy who's not delving into Impact anymore as much as I used to, they don't deserve to have their championship taken away from them like that. Because you can pretty much put 99% on this that Kenny Omega's taken that title. What does that leave Impact? Nothing, except the X Division title, and there's people that's not even an X Division wrestler. I don't like this idea. I've always been the person that I've said it. I said it with Bishop that Tony Khan needs to put his cards on the table and buy the company. Then at this point, don't just take their title from them and leave them empty handed. If they're still going to be around, don't leave them in another bad situation. If you're going to do it, just buy them out at this point. Don't just like gallop around the whole entire like ordeal and just go, hey, we're going to take your title because we want Kenny Omega to be belt collector. I will really pass on that. It's not right for Impact. I don't like it at all.
Matt, I think you're the 1%, right?
I don't like the match that's happening for the same reason that Justin said. However, I have also said last week, I believe it was, how they get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. Disqualification. Titles don't change hands.
Yeah, I think you're in a minority on this one, but yeah, I think Kenny's taking the title as well. But yeah, you generally don't think it is happening.
If Kenny does, I generally don't think it will happen, because otherwise, like Justin says, what's the impetus to watch Impact?
To try and find out how they get the belt back.
There's no. They've made all this song announced establishing who's the top man in Impact. And then the top man in Impact isn't in Impact.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's very interesting booking
this,
right now.
This is a great way to put eyes on the product of Impact by having AEW's big man in the company. Yeah. But the person who should be doing the job here should be Kenny to put them over. And by losing by DQ, Kenny stays strong, but the titles still stay where they are. And then he can put money on a rematch on an AEW pay-per-view down the line where the same thing will happen. Probably a DQ again, but it's eyes on products sort of thing. That's all this is about. Winning each other's titles, that is not how you do things. Graham may be able to help better here because he's a lot more indie than I have. Do you see other people rocking up at indie shows with other people's championships on their shoulders?
Yes.
Do you see them defending those championships on the shows?
Yes.
Do you see them losing them?
They pretty much always retain.
Exactly.
But it's still cool to see them coming in.
No, absolutely. But you never see them lose them.
And it still tells a good story, so you can still get around.
That's the point exactly I'm making. They go there, they do that because it's a big name. But there they've got the eyes on the product, but they haven't lost the title. I'm pretty sure when Mason met Nick Aldis with the £10 of gold, for example, didn't lose the championship, did he?
No, he did not. No, unfortunately, Isaiah Frazier fought a great match, but unfortunately not. Now, I'm kind of curious on one thing, though. Why is this even... If Kenny's wrestling on Impact on a regular basis anyway, is it really a big issue if he loses the belt? Because he's still going to be wrestling on Impact anyway. So it's not like the belt's just totally leaving. It's not like he's never going to appear on Impact again, is he?
Technically speaking, would he need to?
I assume that that's part of the deal, that he's going to keep making those appearances. And then at some point, probably after a month, he'll probably lose that title then, and then he can go back to AEW and they can break off the story when they want to. But if he loses it, if he wins the title, I don't think Impact loses the belt necessarily. It's just not on an Impact wrestler.
If Kenny Omega wins this match in any way other than by DQ, therefore the titles don't change hands, if Kenny wins by any other reason, then this shows where Impact stands.
Okay.
Impact is literally the equivalent of Velocity as far as AEW is concerned.
Okay.
I put it as a thing also, because how does it... It doesn't help Impact either, because look at the ratings they brought in with Kenny there. They had their lowest rating ever with, 38,000, even with Kenny there. That's awful. This isn't doing anything to get them anywhere near the recognition they had beforehand. It's just the company that was competition, that is competition, quote-unquote now, working with the company that used to be competition.
If you're wanting someone, if you're wanting eyes on Impact and AEW that work relationship, the way to do it is, and this is going to sound controversial, because I'm aware that it is happening tonight if you're listening to this as this goes out, the person who should go over is Swan.
I agree.
He should win the AEW championship. Because if he wins that, everyone will tune into Impact. Everyone. Mm-hmm. And what would be really cool is if Callus screws him.
Ooh, you should be doing the, you should be cutting the promo to try and sell this pay-per-view. You've definitely got me more interested in it.
Well, I'm not a retainer or nothing, but if you're listening, I'm open. Yeah.
If for some reason you're not on episode 141, then we know the reason why.
Exactly, Graham. Exactly.
All right, what's your bad cop moment then, Matt?
Right. This came about when I was playing the WWE video game earlier this afternoon. This wasn't my original bad cop moment of the week. I was playing this afternoon, and I was just setting up. I like to create dream matches. So I put the two tag team champions on one side from Raw and SmackDown. And I thought, now who could be some good face champions to face them? And then it dawned on me. There are 20 championships across all the WWE brands. NXT, NXT UK, Raw, SmackDown. 20 championships. Six of them are held by faces.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
I mean, farming, 14 are heels, Matt, just to help you with the math.
All of them, barring one, are held by heels on Raw and SmackDown. Which means that obviously the rest of them are held, which means obviously you can do the math for NXT and NXT UK. Majority of NXT UK are held by faces. NXT, it's an even split now. Half and half, give or take, given the addition of the NXT Women's Tag Team Championship. You've got Bianca Belair and R-Truth are the only two faces on the main roster who are faces holding championships, and you can't really count R-Truth because the 24/7 championship is not a real championship. It is, but it isn't.
Oof.
It's not on the same level. It's not held to the same level as the IC or US. So when you are a 55-time world champion, you're not a champ. You're not. It's a joke of a title. But
you're telling me he's not three and a half times as good as Ric Flair or something like that.
as a person. Probably 10 times better than Ric Flair the person, because Ric Flair is on his fifth wife. It's really bad that the mix isn't better. I mean, the majority of people holding championships now are heels. Now, don't get me wrong, the face chasing the heel, it's always a better angle, but at the same time, you need to have some dastardly heels challenging sometimes. You don't get a lot of heel versus heel matches for championships. You get some, but you don't get a great deal. You don't get a great amount of face versus face matches. The first one was on Mania, didn't happen. That's Mania 6. So my backup of the week is the fact that it dawned on me just how badly stacked the card is sometimes. There's a lot of good heels in the company, and most of them are holding gold, which is bad because we needed it to have a bit of a mix. You can't establish new ones if everyone's all there. That's all. Do you think it's overstacked, Graham, for your benefit or not?
I'd agree, but I agree also you do need the face charge. Trying to get the title back is definitely the interesting storyline, so that means we have some good wrestling coming up. So
you'd hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Now, I'm going to start off my bad cop moment with I did actually miss something from my speed check. You got reminded me, Justin, with mentioning Impact. Rachel Ellering is going to be tagging with Jordynne Grace. I'm really excited about that. Rachel Ellering is someone we saw come through Nova Pro a few times, and she's a really nice person and a really good wrestler as well. I'm sure when I tell you where I'm starting with this one, sometimes you can't figure where I'm going with my bad cop moments. I think you'll figure this one out pretty quickly. I want to talk about ALS. 5,000 plus people are diagnosed each year. The average life expectancy once you have it is 2 to 5 years. Every 90 minutes, someone is diagnosed or someone passes away from ALS. There are four drugs currently approved by the US. It's $2 billion is the estimated cost to develop a drug to slow or stop the progression of ALS. And $250,000 is the estimated out-of-pocket cost for caring for a person with ALS. Now, I'm going to assume that's for people who are living in America, because obviously healthcare in the UK, for example, Matt, would be free. It would be zero out-of-pocket cost.
Correct.
So obviously, as we know as well, no cure for ALS as well. Right now, it is absolutely a death sentence. And the announcement yesterday that Steve McMichael, who people will know possibly from two different fields, certainly from the 1985 Chicago Bears Super Bowl winning team, he was part of that. And then later as wrestler Mongo. I have to admit, I don't recognize him as wrestler Mongo. I actually recognized him more as the football player. But obviously for this podcast, it fitted in much better this way. He appeared in WrestleMania 11 alongside Lawrence Taylor against Bam Bam Bigelow. And then later went on to WCW. I didn't realize that Ice Bucket Challenge was 7 years ago. It's like, yeah. Oh my gosh. Being a big baseball fan, obviously I make that immediate association with Lou Gehrig, the classic Yankees player. And it robbed him. He was at the top of his game. He was an all-star player. And then suddenly on the field, he couldn't even catch a ball. He had to retire. And then less than 2 years later, he died. I saw that there is one positive to this right now. There is a GoFundMe account being set up to try and raise money for Steve. Apparently, he's been keeping fairly quiet about this. It sounds like he's already lost the use of his arms. So I think he's fairly deep into this procedure already. To try and raise some of that money to help. The initial target was $100,000. It was already raised inside a day. I did see Chris Jericho had thrown in $2,500. Chris Jericho, we've talked numerous bad things about him. We've also mentioned numerous times he stepped up to the plate when people have needed help. And thank you for him for doing that. But yeah, just an absolute bad cop moment. Steve McMichael.
It sucks. That's all I can say about that.
Yeah.
I have heard several people say, like, ALS. I mean, I don't know anybody with ALS. People have said that. So I was like, you've never heard of Stephen Hawking? Really? I mean, Stephen Hawking is the prime example of someone who diagnosed at a relatively young age and beat the odds to last as long as he did. But at the same time, his quality of life certainly wasn't what it could have been. And as we've seen the last year, medical science is always jumping forward faster and faster and faster. One positive to take out of the pandemic is that vaccination, obviously, the creation has been faster and faster. This week alone, I saw that the malaria vaccination for the first time ever has been developed. It's 35% effective. Which is another example of how medical science bounces forward. So if anyone out there thinks that, even if we don't know it with money, it's not going to help him sort of thing, you never know. It may just. For, you never know. Tomorrow, they may find a cure or the start of the cure. You never know.
Makes an even bigger bad cop moment for me, when I was looking through the figures on the ALS website, that figure that was quoted, $2 billion could possibly end all ALS, considering the profits that some of those richest people have made over the COVID period, like Jeff Bezos, I always forget his name, I can't pronounce his name.
Amazon.
Amazon. Like his salary, like the amount of money that he took in, $2 billion would be a drop in the ocean for somebody like that. I'll say we've talked numerous times about healthcare and the differences between the UK and the US, but it seems for a relatively small amount of money, something like that could possibly be changed. But hey,
that's something right. that hopefully we can come back to at some point in the future and have some better news.
Let's hope so. All right. Unless there's any other business, I propose we move on to the speed check. Anything else that you would like to talk about for up to a minute, Justin?
Bad cop speed check, Monday Night Raw as a whole. Show just is a absolute disaster. And I don't know anymore what to even say about the show half the time. And my other one is somebody who's on the show, and now she's not going to be on the show right now, is Charlotte Flair.
Woo!
Her, I don't know what this gimmick or whatever this is for her, but I don't care anymore. Whatever she says, does, get it off. I don't even want to deal with it anymore. I get into it enough when I say it on Monday.
There we go. I figured at some point we might get Raw. Raw might get a mention. I am quite happy watching my top 10 highlights on YouTube. It takes 5 minutes, and that's quite sufficient for me.
It's worth
Matt,
it.
Any comments from you before we go to your speed check?
By all accounts, but the reason Charlotte's been suspended is because she needs to have dental work done.
Yes.
So I can forgive her. I can forgive him suspending her for that. It's actually a good storyline to write her off, at least. Indefinitely suspended means they haven't got a time to bring her back and bring her back at the right time. So she'll make more of an impact. That's fine. When Becky Lynch comes back at some point, it needs to be unannounced and just bam, she's there. Same for Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, they announce that. That would be awful.
Exactly. And announcing that sort of thing. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But you don't necessarily need to. The day time Becky comes back will be when it's a crowd for the first time. That'll be, because that's just going to pop the crowd. It will.
But, all right, Matt, a minute. Go ahead. Go.
Okay. The first bit I want to talk about is Daniel Bryan is leaving WWE next week because he ain't going to be beating Roman Reigns. Unless he's going to Raw NXT, he's out of a job as of next Tuesday, which wouldn't surprise me at all. The other big thing I want to talk about is someone I became aware of thanks to Total Divas Gram, which I've started watching, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Carano has been fired by WWE. Now, it's not a bad call that he was fired. It's a bad call what he did. This is apparently Stephanie McMahon and Triple H themselves have confirmed this. He was fired because of... Well, let's just face it. Because of the trash incident, let's put it that way. I do think some of our fan cops have moments have mentioned this, so I'm going to leave that there for now, Graham.
And you only have 3 seconds left anyway. Wow, I was 30 seconds away from being able to talk about... I have Mickie James in my notes, and then I was like, wow, I can't believe this. Okay, all right. Luckily, I have backups. My first bad cop moment is the last match on AEW Dark. I talked about the good cop was the first match. The last match, Pac versus Dean Alexander, under 2 minutes. Total squash. Sports Keeda gave it a rating of D, which is why I watched it to see how bad it was. D might have been a little optimistic, to be quite honest. I want to go back to MLW. As much as I said it was a good cop moment, there is a bad cop moment that's going with it, though, as well. Vice TV has the rights to Dark Side of the Ring, and they're going to start Season 3 in May. And they're not going to show any new matches on Vice TV. They don't want to give new viewers the impression that the arena is empty, which obviously it is right now. So they're going to show old matches until the July recordings. Now, that was the only gap I have in my watching of MLW. When they showed the old matches, I had literally no interest in that at all. I only want to see the current product. I'm sure the crowd is understanding enough that, hey, well, there's nobody in the crowd right now because of COVID.
We all get that. Come on. We're not stupid. We get that.
Yeah. I was shocked. I was like, July is kind of a long wait. We're going to go through the all of May, June. Didn't like it.
I've got my issues with AEW having fans in attendance at Tony's Place, as I call it. But I know it's not Tony's Place, but it is. But it is what it is. Vince hasn't had fans in attendance apart from Mania, where they had just one person confirmed with COVID there who came back with a positive test, and that seems to have been isolated into a bubble. So that's been done. So that's going to happen. We have fans come out. That's going to happen. It will, unfortunately. I think they do it quite well. I'm not so sure about AEW side of things. Personally, I don't agree with it, but that's my own personal opinion. Hate at me by all means. At me at Edge Kirkby. I don't get MLW's stance here on this one. I mean, we all get it. Every promotion is going through the same thing at the moment. the fact you're able to keep going at all. From a film close set, guys, come on, we don't care.
The wrestlers are good enough to carry that product right now without the crowd.
Absolutely. One of the best things we saw was just as we were going into lockdown last year, the quarantine event put on
Neil O'Neil.
By Neil O'Neil, legend that he is.
It was just called Quarantine, wasn't it?
It was called Quarantine, yeah, and they did a really good job. I also remember that this sort of time last year seeing the first ever social distancing match. Where they were wrestling each other, they weren't even grappling each other. They were about a meter apart, and they were just setting the move perfectly. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen, but also showed how athletic they are.
Yes.
Brilliant. Yep. It was brilliant. So I'm saying, so MLW, come on. Come on, ditch the idea. Get back to showing stuff inside the ring. We want to see the current product. We love you. Just keep showing it. It ain't long. You'll be better served to keep eyes on the current product, because otherwise people ain't going to come back.
All right, let's move on to our open agenda.
Good. Bad.
What is up? What is up? I'm Bishop TW Takes, and I'm here to let you know about my podcast, Terrible Wrestling Takes. On here, I summarize wrestling how I see it, and more importantly, as it's given to us. I also discuss some of your terrible and not so terrible wrestling takes. And whether you're a good cop, a bad cop, or even a criminal, feel free to subscribe where all podcasts are found and follow me at TW Takes Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Until next time.
Good. Bad.
All right, this is our segment where we give our guests the chance to talk about anything non-wrestling related for a little period of time. Justin, do you have anything to share with us?
I've tried to come up with something, but I'm just gonna keep it really short. The fact that you guys are even like allowed me to come on here, I absolutely appreciate this a lot. Like I would never have expected this, like at all. Just the fact that everybody now is starting to get that our side of the IWC thing going, you left me absolutely mind blown, because that's not something I would expect it to catch on. But just everybody that I show support to, you guys are awesome. And I just thank you guys for being as awesome as you are every time.
It's one of those things where I'm going to say everyone realizes your positivity towards other podcasts. And whenever that happens, people are just going to send that love straight back at you. And that's why we have that hashtag there. Like, there is negative influences on Twitter, undoubtedly. I think we're lucky. I actually unblocked everybody. At one point, Matt, we actually had 2,500 people blocked. And I went and unblocked everybody, because I said before, that's why we have that positive side. And I realized I'd blocked some people incorrectly. So I took it down to zero. I don't think we have anybody blocked right now. And we're still not really seeing it. I still think the people who certainly appear on my feed, it's positive. And I feel really fortunate, because I always feel like a little bit embarrassed when I hear other people talking about the negative time they're having, because I'm not seeing that at all. But no, absolutely. I would say when you were a definite person. I wasn't sure if you were appearing on podcasts. So when we saw you were on TW Takes, I was like, excellent, we can get you on the show. But no, we love having different people's opinions on. We're loving this rotation of guests, getting to know people, rather than just seeing the little name appearance on Twitter with Justin 211. Now we actually, like Matt said earlier, it's good to put a name with a face, and it makes this experience all the better for it.
Not only that, but someone who's had a smile on their face the whole time and they've enjoyed the experience, despite the fact they've got to listen to me talk, is always a good thing.
We haven't done the devil's advocates yet, so things could change quickly.
But I will say, I'm going to turn that around, Justin, and write back to you. Thank you for being a guest on this show, because as Good Cop Bad Cop was before, it's gone to another level since we've had the guests on. And none of it would have been a thing if COVID hadn't happened, ironically, because otherwise Graham would have had to step away for a couple of months and we wouldn't be able to see that the format works with other people. And as soon as Graham came back, we wanted to keep the guest thing going. So in a way, a lot of podcasts have actually benefited from COVID happening, because we've had more time to do it. We've been able to interact with Paul. More networking has been done. I think the same for a lot of people, Graham, to be brutally honest.
It's made people adapt, and adaptation is a wonderful thing. You get to try things that perhaps you wouldn't normally try, and often some of those things work out well. Some things, of course, don't, and then you don't do them again, but you certainly get to experiment a lot more, for sure.
This is true. I mean, just this past week on View from Top Rope, of course, go check that out on Thursdays, guys. There you go, Chad, plug for you. Chad did mention that he didn't mention the numbers, but he has mentioned that the viewing, the listening figures are going up week by week on the network. And to everyone listening to us right now, thank you. We appreciate everyone who listens, downloads, shares, follows. We appreciate you all. Thank you.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others, with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Good. Matt, you're in charge of introducing this segment while I get my phone switched on.
Okay. Right, guys, it's time to hear from our good cop, bad cop community. It's time for the fan cop moments. We're going to go through what your good and bad moments are of the week. So, Graham, who's up first?
Oh, thank you. You give me a couple of seconds to get mine up.
Well, I'll go first.
I got good guy Dave on the top here. Good cop moments. Trent coming back and having a really good match. And worst cop moments, as you mentioned, Mark Carano, formerly at WWE, who apparently disrespected multiple wrestlers by shipping their belongings in trash bags. Absolutely gross. Yep.
Absolutely, fully agree. Big time fan of the show and friend of the show and many times podcaster, Mags at DEJ Kirkbit. Best cut moments of the week. The pinnacle promo on this week's AEW Dynamite was amazing. Don't know, haven't seen it, so I'm guessing it was good. Was it good, Justin?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I don't really catch most of it, but I have to go back and watch. But from what I've heard from it, it's pretty good.
It got an A rating on SportsKeeda, and I watched it, and I wouldn't have gone as high as A, but it was good.
Okay, as long as it wasn't IGN who rated it, because their ratings are a bit dodgy recently. I'll explain why in the extra material, Graham. And worst cut moment, again, WWE sending Mickey James her stuff in a bin bag. Absolutely scummy and disrespectful move. I can't agree more. Yeah, they've done a lot of house cleaning in-house this week. Apparently it's happened last year with Maria Canales as well.
Yep. Derek from Devoid Podcast at your boy D Hahn. Best cop moment, WWE finally making Cesaro a big deal, highlighting his Mania feat of strength and slotting him in as Roman's next opponent. That was done before SmackDown was mentioned as well. And his worst cop moment, WWE continues to treat the women's tag division, especially Shayna, as a joke and continues to give them no time on the show.
Shayna and Nia will end up losing the titles at Backlash, and Shayna will finally get a singles push.
I hope to Tamina and Natalya, because that would make up for the mistake they made at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that should have happened, definitely. Okay, my next one is from our boy Chaos Theory, Mr. Chaos Theory, of course, who has a great album, guys. Best cut moment of the week. Mission Pro Wrestling Locked and Loaded is fast approaching, and you can't wait to see Thunder Rosa smack the bejesus out of David LaGreca. Worst cut moment... Worst cop moment of the week. Anything Dave Meltzer says, quote. Anything Dave Meltzer says, what's fucking douche canoe? I think it's what a. Yeah. But I think Twitter's auto corrected it there. So I fully agree. We certainly are not melt the files on this show. We have no time for the man.
So. No, we are not. That's for certain. I thought that might feature in somebody's bad cop moment, to be honest. Bishop TW Takes has already had about 20 announcements already on this one already at TW Takes Pod. Best cop, me breaking the podcast Forbidden Door for at just in time 2-on-1, to be honest, so many pods. And good cop, the hashtag right side of the IWC is so dope. And his bad cop moment is LA Knight's finisher. And I said, why don't you just mention that his promo skills are no good as well? Continually bashes him week after week. Yeah, we got it. You don't like the gravy train and you don't like his promo skills. All right.
Right, okay. And a good cop moment from It's Our House Pod. So that'll be Chris D tweeting on their behalf. Of course, yep. They've now got a new podcast home on the Wrestling with Jonas Network that happened this weekend, so guys, do go support them. They are a good show. Good cop moment, the tease / disrespect angle for Cesaro and Roman. Absolutely, that is extremely tasty. We want to see it happen. It's too early for that to happen. SummerSlam, we want to have SummerSlam main event. Cesaro beats Roman at SummerSlam in front of a crowd. That's what needs to happen there. The bad cop, obviously, the Mickey James gear debacle. And he wants to go back on the show, apparently, Graham.
We did talk about this. The fact that we've been trying to get so many different people on, like, we've booked out until August. I said, we got two options, Matt. We either go twice a week, or we actually start having... I like the idea of actually pairing up guests that don't necessarily know each other to kind of spread that love a little bit more. Like, we've benefited from meeting new people on this one. I actually like the idea of pairing up random people. Like, I wouldn't want to put Bishop and Justin on the same show. I would want to take CJ and put him with Bishop. Or I would want to take Justin and pair him up with... And I'm trying to think of a top one. Micah, exactly. I think that would be a really good dynamic as well and help to kind of get more people to know each other a little bit better too.
I'm all for that one, Greg. Absolutely. We get some yeses here, definitely. That's all I've got on my side, Graham. Is that all you got on yours?
That was all I could find. If we missed anybody, we certainly apologize. But certainly, once again, thank you for everybody for responding and also promoting as well. A lot of people liked and retweeted, and we certainly appreciate those people that went to the trouble to do that.
A true good cop moment.
Hey, I'm Matt.
And I'm Alex.
And we host the Game Junkies podcast.
A show by gamers for gamers.
Where we bring you our gaming opinions and our personal reviews.
Including Mass Effect, Metal Gear Solid, Kingdom Hearts 3, and yes, even Fallout 76. We also play Dungeons & Dragons, where we derail Matt every chance we get.
Listen to us, the Game Junkies, every other Saturday, exclusively on Visionaries Global Media.
And we're out of here.
Boom.
Good! Bad!
Alright. Step up, Matt. This is all your baby right now.
Okay, guys. It's Devil's Advocate time for the 140th episode of Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. This is the round where we issue each other a ridiculous statement we do not necessarily agree with, which we must defend for the full 20 seconds. We accept we do not necessarily agree with a statement, but we must defend it as if it is the truth. Okay, with that being said, I also make this very clear. If someone says I when asking a question, they're referring to the person who is defending it. Okay? Now, the question is, Justin, do you have one for both of us? And do you want to receive from both of us as well?
I have one for both of yous.
Okay.
I will even take one from both of yous too.
Absolutely awesome. So, do you want to go first, deliver first, or receive first?
I'll receive one first.
Okay, Graham or me?
Let's go with Graham first.
You're up, Graham.
All right. Your devil's advocate from me is to show Mickie James her true value to WWE, they should not only have put her stuff in a trash bag and sent it to her, they should have taken a dump inside the bag first before mailing it to her.
You see? Wow, really? Okay, well, whoa! Yeah, she deserves that. She deserves all the whining and complaining she's probably done backstage. She deserves more than just a shit in her bag. She deserves her stuff lit on fire.
Whoa, Graham! Graham!
That one hurt.
You think me? I'm gonna have to kick myself for that one.
I'm gonna kick myself for that one now.
Graham!
Damn!
Wash your mouth out, sir.
I said dump. I said dump. That's perfectly acceptable.
The idea, though. Come on. Mickey James is a saint. That's why it's an indefensible statement, though, guys.
I just want to remind you that this is the devil's advocate, right?
I know, but the fact you went that low, Graham, that was mean. That was mean.
Oh, that means that yours is a tame one then. All right.
Comparatively speaking, yes. I thought it was harsh, but it's not now.
Go ahead, deliver yours then.
Okay, your devil's advocate, Justin, for me is Aleister Black being back is great. I can't wait to watch him jobbing to Apollo Crews and King Corbin. Go.
After all this time, and he's finally back, man, I hope he loses every match from here on out. I hope it's, like, not even a week, and he ends up back in catering, hanging out with, like, Ricochet and everybody else.
That's time!
I hate saying that, too, because I love Ricochet and I love Aleister Black. My God.
Justin's Twitter was mental for Aleister Black last night. I had to go very far last night to find Devil's Advocate. It was very well done. Very well done.
When that vignette popped up on the screen, as soon as I sat there and watched it, as soon as I saw the shadow of him, I went.
Did you have the same feeling? Like, I mentioned it in my good comment because it was good. Did you have the same feeling like, ooh? I was like, yes, please, more.
I was like, I don't even know what this is, but I love it already. Give me exactly. More.
Okay, Graham, do you want to receive?
Sure. I think Justin should give his now, right?
Yes.
And then we'll trade at the end, Matt?
Yeah.
I have a feeling Matt's going to hate mine with a passion.
Okay. Ooh,
good.
Graham, go first, though.
All right, so I've got, for your devil's advocate, WWE and AEW should go out and purchase every company, indies included, and put everybody in an NBA-style draft.
Sounds like the perfect option. Why would you keep just picking up single names one at a time? You take up everybody. You get the best. You put them in that position. We know Americans love their drafts. That's how you set everything up. It keeps the game, it keeps the playing field level. When you got those two companies competing like that, that's the perfect option to make sure you split the talent equally and you've got all the available talent available. Surprised not being able to spit out my last word there. I was good for 19 seconds. And I couldn't quite. I tried to nail that 20 seconds. I should have just stopped at 19 and I was going to be good.
Someone who has a stutter and a lispgram, I'll let you have that.
I would hate that. That would be so bad if there's only two places you could see wrestling. Oh, gosh. You'd never be able to go see it live. That would be awful. Oh, that's my
worst. I said, I hate myself for this one.
Come on, big boy.
Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Kenny Omega being the belt collector is a mistake. The only belt collector should be Cody Rhodes.
Well, Cody Rhodes, as we all know, is the second coming of wrestling. He hasn't won a world championship in WWE before, so he needs to come back across and win the Universal Championship and WWE Championship and take them with him back to AEW with him. Finally get that belt, because he owns the company, he can do what he wants. And then he can add the Impact Championship to that as well.
Oof, we nearly didn't get the obligation of Cody then. We went nearly a whole episode without mentioning Mr. Rhodes.
Even I was like, as soon as I wrote that one down, I'm like, Matt's going to hate me for this.
Matt, for the benefit
like
of
swallowing
people,
fire.
Can't see this because it's an audio podcast. Please describe your actions right now.
Trying to wash my mouth out.
All right, Matt. Are you going to give me your devil's advocate, or am I giving you mine?
Justin, you can come back anytime, buddy. Anytime. Right.
Yes.
Graham, I will take yours first.
Okay, I'm just going to warn you, it is breaking up a little bit, so I'm hoping it comes through okay. I actually have a choice of two. I only had one originally, but then I thought of a second one during the show, so I'll give you the option. Would you like number one, or would you like number two?
Give me the one you think I'll do worse at.
I'm not sure.
Justin, pick for me.
Two.
All right, I don't have the exact wording because this is the one I thought up off the top of my head, okay? All right, your devil's advocate, Matt, is AEW and WWE should set up a storyline involving Charlotte Flair getting her treatment from Britt Baker, but Britt Baker botching the operation.
Well, absolutely. Britt Baker, we know, has got a thing called the waiting room. She obviously is a doctor in AEW. But, of course, the person that really should be doing Charlotte Flair's stuff is actually Dr. Isaac Yankum, of course. He's in the Hall of Fame now, of course. He'd be the perfect person to do that. But, of course, he's not in WWE right now, so he could work for AEW at the same time. It would work. Storyline worked perfectly.
Time. Very well done, sir. Excellent. Yeah, when you mentioned dentistry, I immediately, of course, think of Dr. Britt Baker. So I was like, yeah, we'll throw that one in there. A little bit of a softball, a lot of room for maneuver.
I enjoyed that one.
Yeah. Well, after I got into so much trouble for the first one I gave to Justin, I thought we're better. That might have been a slightly better one.
I'll take your second one, a line without realizing it. I'll take your second one on the after show, Graham. Okay, your devil's advocate is...
There's a third one for you on the after show.
Your devil's advocate, Graham, is... Matt being defiant, despite being wrong about the spelling of Frankie Monet last week, is proof that you should always trust what Matt says.
Well, obviously, you've been watching wrestling since... basically, since you've been in diapers, to use an American phrase. So, obviously, you've got to trust the experience, okay? You've been watching for much longer. You're obviously more wise. You obviously do a lot more reading. You watch a lot more content. So, why wouldn't I bow to your knowledge with regards to things like that? I've only been watching against it 5 years since. So, yeah, I got to bow to you.
Booyah.
Just remember, it's a devil's advocate.
I am. And for the benefit of the tape, although, yes, I got the spelling wrong, I would like to point out I got that spelling from the WWE YouTube channel description, which had it that way round. And I went back and checked this out this week, and it had been corrected.
Ah.
So technically I was right, but not at the same time. So I just want to make sure people were clear of that one.
And I was confused about that, because when I saw that story come up later again this week, I was like, okay, never mind. And I couldn't remember exactly. I figured perhaps I'd misunderstood or something. But
hey. No, you were absolutely bang on the money, and I want to...
The Monet?
Exactly. You were bang on it, and I was right from what I thought at the time, but it has since been corrected by WWE, so...
Okay, fair enough. Justin, thank you so much for appearing on the show. We've had an absolute blast again on a Saturday afternoon. Certainly tell us where we can find you on social media. And any upcoming podcast appearances? Any more upcoming? And if not, take a note of the social media addresses so you can sign Justin up.
You can find me. I only have one social media. You can only find me on Twitter. JustinTime211, capital J, capital I, capital T. I'll be out there throwing my wrestling takes out there. If you like them, you like them. If you don't, you don't. It's all in your opinion there. But I do have, one so far that I know of, and it's going back to Wrestling on the Rocks. And that's as far as I know.
Episode one, I believe, right?
Episode one.
What's up? All right, Matt, finish this up. Wrap it up.
It's time to wrap up, guys. It's episode 140 done and dusted. Me and Graham will be back next week. Thank you again to Justin for being here, making us look even better than we already are. I'm Matt, that's Graham. We're out of here.
Boom.
Music was Happy Happy Game Show by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech. www.bishopgearsolid.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/